Toby Davey has been talking to some of the students who've been embarking on the course.
My name is Ashrafia Chowdhury. I'm visually impaired myself and I'm from an ethnic minority community.
My name is Michael Isles. I'm a first year student on the rehabilitation workers course at the University of Central England in Birmingham. I'm visually impaired myself and this is my first year.
My name's Helen Mantle and I'm from South Wales. I am currently employed as a rehabilitation assistant in a sensory team.
I first got to know about visual impairment, I would say, about 5 years ago when it started to affect me and everything, and then I got services and everything and I wasn't that impressed. I think they didn't really understand about my cultural background and where I was coming from and what my needs were. And I just thought, well, why don't I do something about it?
I feel it's a natural progression for me and building on from my current employment with RNIB, which is in an advocacy role, so advising visually impaired people, predominantly over the telephone.
Whilst I'm working under the guise of a rehabilitation assistant, I really want to learn the necessary skills to give a quality service to people with a visual impairment and to know what I'm doing is safe and what I'm doing is correct.
The distance learning course enables the students to do most of their studying at home. They then only need to come to the university to take part in lectures and workshops. These sessions will train the students in mobility and daily living skills, which in turn they'll be able to pass on to their clients. But how beneficial are these workshops? A question I put to Helen, one of the fully sighted students, and Michael, who is visually impaired.
We had our first mobility session yesterday. Some of the techniques, personally, I was aware of just having friends with visual impairment, but certainly some of the other techniques I haven't come across, such as trailing and protecting yourself, lower body and upper body protection, when you're actually manoeuvring in environments. And again, today, learning practical daily living skills, such as making a sandwich and being an instructor, absolutely fascinating, you know, and actually you learn so much.
Do you want to move the bread to the side at the moment so you can, you're working in the middle of the chopping board, you're getting the cheese? Because your bread's right.
It's definitely given me more of an insight. I've just come from a group whereby I was making sandwiches and a blindfold. And I think that's when you get the real insight, is when you are under blindfold, although it's not the same as being blind or visually impaired, because it's a semi-permanent situation. You can take the blindfold off at any time, but it does give you an indication of the difficulties that may be encountered. I can hear the pouring of the water. And it's just stopped. So I'm going to put the kettle back down now onto the flat surface and take the liquid level indicator out. OK.
But did the students foresee any difficulties when dealing with clients with a different level of eyesight from themselves?
I haven't actually experienced a problem as yet, but I think sometimes it's the approach that you actually take with the person. So no, I can't envisage there being a problem.
You get somebody who's got no visual difficulties, they go in and then they've got that battle, haven't they? Is, oh, you can see and I can't see and you've got all of that. When I go in, we're on an even keel to start off with. We're both on equal terms.
For someone sighted like Helen, I wondered how beneficial it was having visually impaired students on the course.
Extremely beneficial, and to draw on everybody else in the classroom's experiences as well, the visually impaired students, and it's been extremely helpful that there are visually impaired people on the course to draw on their experiences and to look at their techniques, which they're open and willing to share.
Yeah, and we're going to pass over to the next wall.
Yeah.
All right.
My long-term goal is really to go back to Bangladesh, that's where I'm from, and do some work out there.
Certainly I'd like to work as a rehabilitation worker, hopefully in my home area.
I hope that I will be a very good rehabilitation worker and in full-time employment where I'm employed now.
No problem.
OK, you did that really well.
Just some of the students on the course at Birmingham at the moment, they were talking with Toby Davey.